This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. You can comment on the South Carolina attack against a student where a young lady was thrown backwards while still in her desk, flipping the desk back on her, with her, and then grabbed, pulled forward violently by this insane officer who has been sued twice before, and in one case for unnecessary violence. On his case, the government here is alleging the student committed a crime, and we'll get into more of that here in moments, because she wasn't the only one arrested in the school that day, in that classroom. Conan, you've got some details on that. We'll also analyze the reactions of the students to this scene, which was just absolutely horrifying. But yet they didn't really react at all. But I want to talk to Jim Babka, who is on the line with us. He's a longtime friend of the show. We've had him on more times than I can count. Normally we don't have guests on, but Jim, somehow you managed to escape that rule. And we've had you on, like I said, more times than I can count. Because I really think that the activism you do is great work. You and I met first back, met, I guess, online, back when you were managing the Harry Brown campaign in the year 2000 for Libertarian for President. Since then, you've launched all kinds of wonderful projects like DownsizedDC.org and your newest thing, Zero Aggression Project. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that I am grandfathered out of that rule. I love coming here.
Yeah, and
it's getting long enough that it's almost grandfatherly at this point.
No doubt.
We've known each other a long time.
The Zero Aggression Project, let our listeners know what it is if they have yet to go to zeroaggressionproject.org. What will they find there?
It's a voluntarist libertarian initiative, and what we're trying to do is move the central idea of libertarianism, that it is bad to initiate coercive force against individuals, up to the front. You know, we asked ourselves, Ian, why this really, really powerful argument wasn't being used by libertarians, and then set out to try to find a way to present it much better, because we have an argument here. A principle that is so strong that if people agree to it, every other issue falls into place. If you and I have a debate about one issue, we can change each, maybe one or other of us can change each other's mind on that one issue. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we're a libertarian at the end of the conversation. But after we have this conversation, if you agree with the zero aggression principle, then all the other issues kind of fall into place. And so we felt it was important enough that we begin leading with it. We noticed that many libertarians had it in the back of their mind when they were having their conversations. They were using it to analyze and judge issues for themselves, but they weren't sharing it. And we wanted to begin to bring this issue front and center. And the other thing was to create a very different kind of dialogue, because this is a dialogue that's based on a moral position. It's a moral philosophy. And most people believe themselves to be basically good, decent people, mm-hmm. and they want you to believe they're good and decent people. They abide by things like the golden rule. So we wanted to put out this kind of silver rule, if you will, which doesn't say you have to do anything. It says don't do anything. Don't harm other people. We wanted to put that out there and say, okay, this is the standard. When you engage in politics, do you see how it's inconsistent? Do you see how your values, when you start expressing them in partisan terms, means someone has to be violated? Someone's conscience has to be violated. Someone's pursuit of happiness has to be damaged. Maybe even someone gets killed. And we think that's a very different kind of conversation we can have, too, and it makes the zero aggression principle a very, very powerful argument.
So I heard that you say when we engage in this conversation in politics, and does that mean that you think that any form, any involvement in the political process is somehow immoral?
No, actually, I went and placed my absentee ballot vote today because we have marijuana on our statewide ballot.
Really?
And well, it's really bad here, though. They've got a proposal to set up a monopoly so that only a handful of people can actually own the production, the means of production here in the state of Ohio.
Is this medical or legalization?
full legalization, wow. but it's all very strictly controlled by this large monopoly, and it's very, very disturbing. The Libertarian Party of Ohio and myself and others have said, you know, basically we don't think this monopoly thing is a good idea. We'd rather go the slower route of medical marijuana and watch that develop and evolve like it has mm-hmm. elsewhere than see some corporate conglomerate basically control the entire process. So anyway, I did vote, and I vote as a matter of self-defense in some cases. I don't usually vote for persons unless there's somebody I can truly embrace and agree with on the ballot, which is usually a libertarian candidate. But most of the time I just go and vote on the ballot issues, and usually to vote to stop a tax or some expansion of government.
Yeah, it seems like Zero Aggression, the Zero Aggression Project, is about communicating the base principle of libertarianism to people in an effective manner that can actually reach them.
Yeah, and you know, we've got these tools that we've created at our site, both our mental levers and our exceptions area. What do you think? But you know, the interactive polling tool, they're designed to be kind of passive tools in a way where you can sit and reflect on the ideas as opposed to a debate or an argument. I've noticed too over the years, and I think many libertarians would recognize what I'm saying as I say it, that not every libertarian has a good bedside manner, that there are some libertarians that you'd almost prefer they'd shut up.
Yes, yes.
So what we're looking for here is to put everything in a new, unique way. And the frame that we put on almost everything is empathy. We believe that empathy is the source of your rights. That is, that you recognize that you don't want to be hurt, and then you begin to recognize that people you care about, you don't want them hurt, and you begin to extend that as you get more mature to your neighbors and people that you even see on the street. That this is the principle we abide by in our day-to-day lives. We don't aggress against other people. We don't break their stuff. We don't steal their stuff. We don't go up and punch people in the mouth to get what we want, and that we need to connect this to our political reality. And so we want these tools in place so that people can share these ideas in social media settings, emails, conversations, whatever, but they can do it in a way maybe that's more sharing rather than threatening, more sharing rather than debating or arguing or I'm going to beat you in this opinion. And so that was a lot of the motivation for putting this together the way we did.
The website's really nice looking, zeroaggressionproject.org. But you're going to be presenting in Reality here in Florida, and I wanted to give you a chance to quickly mention where and when and where can people go to learn more about it.
Well, thank you very much for doing that. I am, and this is my debut tour for the Zero Aggression Project to go present these ideas. Okay. Going to be giving a talk called How One Voluntarist Can Make Florida a Libertarian Place.
And right.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I think that libertarians have tried a lot of things that have been discouraging and instead of success. And I think that there may be some very simple ideas that we could apply that could reverse that. And I want to share with people the power of one principle, one strategy, and one person. And I'll be doing it on Tuesday, November 3rd in Orlando at the Orlando Brewing on Atlanta Avenue. Wednesday, November 7th, I'll be at Shoeless Joe's in Fort Myers. That's at Bell Tower Drive. And Thursday, November 5th, I'll be at Peabody's on Amberley Drive in Tampa.
So nobody's writing that down. So where can they go to actually look at the dates?
Very good. They should go to the Zero Aggression Project, zeroaggressionproject.org. Go to the blog, and it's the second entry right now. It says Jim Babka on tour in Florida. And
I'm curious. I hope there's a video of this, Jim, because I want to hear your pitch. I want to hear the whole thing. We don't have time for it tonight. But
I think it's a good speech and a good title, but not a good title for this speech.
You're talking with three former Floridians on the show tonight, by the way.
You'll enjoy it. We will have a video of it. In fact, when I get back home, we're going to even maybe break down some of the pieces of it and
awesome.
Present them in studio, because I've been thinking long and hard about how to do this and what it's going to take for us to have a more libertarian country. And I really do think it starts with the heart. So these ideas at Zero Aggression Project, unlike the stuff we do at Downsize DC, where we're lobbying Congress, has much more to do with changing an individual heart, winning the battleground of their mind and the precinct of their conscience.
I love it. I think you're doing good work, even if I don't think Florida has a chance in hell of becoming any more libertarian.
That's right. I would love to come to New Hampshire and give the talk How One Voluntarist Can Make New Hampshire.
Well, here we have hundreds of them. I don't know how many of them there are in Florida at this point, because a bunch of them have moved here. We actually just had the Arkansas Libertarian chairman, a former Libertarian chair, or the former chair of the Libertarian Party in Arkansas. He and his wife just made the move here to New Hampshire. They just showed up today. So we had several people come out and do a meet and greet with them. And this is one of the things that you're really working against down in Florida. And I know you don't live there, but in all the other 49 states you're working against is sort of the Free State Project brain drain, if you will, where some of the best activists are just packing it up and saying, let's see, do I want to be where there are 20 activists or do I want to be where there are 2,000 of them? And right now we're coming up close on 20,000 signers here for the Free State Project. We're at 88% of that goal, and it's going up about 1% per month now, which is pretty exciting. So cool. Probably at about this time next year, unless things get faster, we'll have hit that goal of 20,000. Hopefully one of these days we'll see you sooner rather than later, Jim. I always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for being on Free Talk Live.
I love being here. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. That's Jim Babka from the Zero Aggression Project at ZeroAggressionProject.org. If you're in Florida, go see him next week. Details are on his blog.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Mark, you're getting all packed up, ready to head out. What is it, bright and early tomorrow?
Oh, man, it's not bright.
I wish it was bright.
Oh, man.
We're leaving at 3:15 a.m.
That's when the flight takes off?
No, or? The flight's at like...
you're leaving the house.
5 o'clock okay. or something yeah. like that. And we gotta...
That's about as early as it gets.
Yeah, it's not pleasant particularly, but if you want to go to Las Vegas and... That's where the Bitcoin Investor Conference is, and I definitely want to go.
Right. The Bitcoin Investor Conference, the first ever, starts on Thursday. So you're flying up Wednesday. You'll get there enough time to fall asleep and then go to the conference, right?
Well, we're going to – my wife wants to hike Red Rock, so she gets to pick one thing that we
cool.
do, and so that's what she gets. I'm a good husband.
Yeah.
I let him do one thing.
Great.
So nonetheless, we're going
to – Wait. You were telling me a joke earlier this evening about you being a good husband.
Who knows what I said?
Something about a dog and your wife in a closet.
I think it was locking them in a trunk to see which one loves
you
more.
And then going back a day later, and the one that's most glad to see you when you open the door is the one that loves you the most?
It's a Facebook meme, and it's hilarious. the suggestion is if you lock your wife or your dog in the trunk, the one that loves you the most is the one that's happy to see mm-hmm. you, happiest to see you when you get out. And I can only imagine. I showed it to my wife, and
I don't think she was very happy.
I laughed and laughed and laughed.
Only one will result in a criminal charge as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All kinds of reasons not to lock your wife in a
trunk. Bitcoininvestor.com. It starts Thursday, goes through Friday.
Yep, it's at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. There'll be lots of great speakers telling you how to invest surrounding Bitcoin, different businesses to invest in, how to make money. There's going to be
plenty of opportunities, yeah, that's for sure.
Plenty of opportunities. I imagine there'll be some VC there too, venture capitalists.
Yep.
So it's bitcoininvestor.com to get your tickets. You still can get them before you go to the door, bitcoininvestor.com.
You will be broadcasting live on Thursday and Friday nights.
That's correct.
This Thursday and Friday. So let's continue here. The discussion around what happened in South Carolina in a classroom there with a school resource officer, Officer Ben Fields, who is not his first time being accused of excessive force. He... basically walks up to a young lady, says something to her like, so I treated you fairly last year, or do you remember me treating you fairly last year? She says, I don't know you. And he says, well, blah, 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 and then just basically throws her out of the chair. He says he's going to help her out of the chair, and then throws her backward while she's still in this desk, which is hard to get out of when you've got a man standing in front of the area that you have to exit, right? Because there's only one way out of this desk. It's the desk with the bar on the right-hand side,
yeah,
and you enter in from the left-hand side of the desk. Well, there's a cop standing right there. So it's not like she could just pop right up out of the desk with him standing there. But nonetheless, she wasn't wanting to move. There's no doubt about that.
She wasn't going, okay, let me get up,
Yeah, but at the same time, he didn't really give her a chance. He didn't threaten her in any way. It didn't sound like he was going to be violent with her. He just grabs her all of a sudden and slams her backwards while the entire class is sitting there watching. And Conan, you had some thoughts, some observations on what the other students were, or rather were not doing in class.
Either these kids, because they are all calmly sitting, hands in laps. One guy's got, he actually puts his head in his hands and just is looking down. The other adult in the room who was called on to get rid of to ask the girl from the room first,
the administrator,
he steps back because he doesn't want to get this girl thrown into him.
Yeah.
But everyone's just sitting there calmly. My question is, are these kids so used to this type of behavior that it's just everyday, common day routine for them, or is this girl just a regular troublemaker, and they're used to seeing her getting thrown out of classes on a regular basis, and this is just, or maybe this is their daily lives, maybe not in the school necessarily, but once they leave the school, are they, regularly affronted with this type of behavior, people getting beat on.
It's rare for people to get too upset with a villain getting, somebody being physical with a villain. And if this gal was sufficiently an a-hole during the class, then she likely turned the attitude of the class against her. And that's kind of what I'm seeing in this video.
I don't believe it. I mean, I understand that's what the attitude is of one of the videographers. There were three different angles. We read the comments from one of them, the one that got the closest up version of this.
I don't think that somebody who's an a-hole should be thrown around bodily.
That's my point. He took the side of the cop. But had I been in that classroom, I was not necessarily a fan of the police and how they treated people. I certainly wasn't as adamant about it then as I am today. But I don't feel like I would have found that to be acceptable at all.
And by the way, the other, the girl who was arrested, the friend, Nia Kenny, an 18-year-old, who stood up and had all this, she had all this knowledge of what had taken place. That's why they said they arrested her, because she had so much to say, quote, no, she actually admitted that she wasn't participating in class. She had her cell phone out. Yeah. She wasn't listening to anybody. So she admits that this girl was,
she'd being a brat.
She was
no
playing,
doubt.
She was playing the fool. And,
but she didn't deserve what happened to her.
No,
at all.
Of course not. But I mean, but we don't know how many other times, during her school life, they're probably both 18. We're talking, you know, at least 4 years here that this, resource officer with a hot temper has probably had to deal with her. And so, I mean, we're not seeing a whole lot of what has taken place.
No doubt.
Throwing her out of a chair, dragging her across the room, no, it's no good. But, I mean, this kid is probably no good also.
Well, we don't know what, she says, he says that he was fair with her in the past, but she says that she doesn't know him.
Yeah.
So
maybe he don't even know who she
maybe
is.
Maybe that's her response anytime she's talking to the man.
I don't
know who you are. Yeah. You're not my daddy.
It could be, but I have no particular reason to believe that this school resource officer knows who this girl is. I mean, you have to start from zero, and zero is these two people don't know each other. Just because the police officer says, "Didn't I treat you fairly last year?" doesn't mean he knows who he's talking to. There's a great deal of scientific evidence out there that suggests that people of different races have a difficult time sort of identifying individuals and age and things like that. So I don't know what we're dealing with.
I don't know you.
Okay, you're gonna come with me, or am I gonna make you?
Come on,
I'm gonna get you up, and then bam!
So 3 seconds.
Bam!
Swings are backwards. Desk flies back. He pulls her forward. She's still inside the desk, yanks on her to get her out from behind the desk. I mean, there's just no way this is acceptable. So here's my speculation on why the class is the way they are. And by the way, Conan, you'll see this in a lot of places, not just in classes, but just in public.
You'll see it on the street.
Right. Yes.
Where people will walk up, have a debate with someone, it gets a little rowdy, and they start throwing punches. And people just stand there and they watch.
Well, I mean, specifically when the police are attacking people on the streets, people will stand there and do nothing about it. Because, one, you're scared. You know, you don't know what this cop's going to do to you if you step forward.
Number two,
something.
They've got a uniform on, so they must be right.
Well, I don't know. There's obviously people have different opinions. But even of the people who think this is wrong, you know, they know that you'll get charged with something.
And he's got a gun on his hip, and he might just happen to use it.
He might hurt you next, but the other girl, the one girl, we can't play the part of the video, but I presume the girl who got charged is the girl who starts talking and says the S word here in this video. She got charged criminally with a misdemeanor for that, for speaking out. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. We are discussing in detail the situation in South Carolina with a cop, sheriff's deputy, Ben Fields, who is hopefully going to get into some kind of trouble for this. The sheriff is not, in his statements, the sheriff is not exactly sounding like he's siding immediately with his
officer.
It's
only the third time he's pretty much flipped out and just taken the law into his own hands, demolition style.
Yeah.
Stallone style. I'm just going to, hey, you know what? You're talking to me?
You're right. It was kind of very Stallone-esque. It seems like something you'd see him do in a movie, just slamming somebody backwards like
that. We apologize deeply to all of our Italian-American listeners.
I wasn't trying to do it. I just slipped off the tongue, Mark. I'm just kidding.
So we'll get back into that here in moments. We were listening to the rest of the video there a moment ago, which we can't play on the air due to some profanity. From a young lady who was observing.
Well, you can handle a little profanity?
I can handle it, but I don't know if the FCC would like it very much if our radio stations played that. I mean, we could argue that...
Well, we could argue, Mark, that it's news, and so therefore it shouldn't be edited. But
I don't think you can argue that with our problem isn't the FCC. Our problem is radio stations and how they can handle that. Yeah,
that's true. So anyway, we'll get back into that here in a moment. I also want to let you know how you can get some business cards, 500 of them, for $9.99. Starting at $9.99, you can add in some bonuses like fancy, fancy factors like a metallic spot gloss or raised print, because Vistaprint.com can do it however you want it. They'll customize your text, colors, backsides. You can even upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design on your own. Their tool makes it super easy. And if you don't just need business cards, maybe you want postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, man, whatever you need for your home or office needs, they can help you out. And they've got amazing custom design services. So if you need to hire them to do some work for you, they can do that. And they guarantee that you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. It's an amazing customer service experience over there at Vistaprint.com. And it's, again, 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's a fantastic deal, and it's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. So what you do to get the deal is you go to Vistaprint.com, create and design your custom business cards, and then use code FTL. At checkout, that's like Free Talk Live, code FTL to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com.
Is this a one-time deal, or can you do this multiple times, as long as you type in FTL every time?
That, I suspect, is an introductory offer, Conan, but I don't have those details. I imagine if it was being shipped to a second address, then they probably wouldn't know. But that's up to you to discover. We just give you the discount code FTL at Vistaprint.com. So the video is pretty outrageous. It was filmed from three different angles. And Conan, you were disturbed by the lack of reaction, the seeming lack of reaction from the class.
I found it curious.
And
you know,
I am not surprised at all, having seen how people react to the police in general. Some of them do believe the police are always right, so we can take those people out from the discussion. But for the people that were shocked and outraged by this, but yet still sitting in the class observing it, there are multiple reasons why they wouldn't have necessarily had spoken out. One is they probably didn't want to get beaten by the cop. Two is they probably didn't want to get a criminal charge, because odds are good. You know, we're talking about a high school. Maybe these are juniors or seniors. You said one of the girls was 18, according to the news story. So these are older high school students who've likely been around long enough to see other classmates get taken out in handcuffs. Because obviously with this disturbing school criminal charge, that's what it's called in South Carolina, disturbing schools. It's an actual misdemeanor charge, which means that this probably isn't the first time one of their classmates have been charged with it. Where, you know, when we were growing up, and maybe in some school districts it's still this way, but when we were growing up, if you disturbed a classroom or disturbed the school, you'd be sent to the principal's office, and there'd be some kind of in-school suspension or punishment that was
You'd be picking up trash on the weekend. They don't call the resource officer a uniformed cop in to actually fine you, to actually write out a fine.
So the penalty would not
call your
have
parents
been,
in.
For us to speak up, would not have been a severe penalty. But for these students to speak up, one of the girls did. There was one girl that you can hear in the video later who uses the S word and seems upset about what she's witnessing. Why'd you do that kind of thing? They charged her with the same charge as the girl who would not get out of the chair. Now, the girl who wouldn't get out of the chair obviously was causing an issue. The other girl was just reacting to what the police did. But the girl who reacted got charged as well. So the students know that if you step out of line at school, you get hit with a misdemeanor criminal charge. And that means going to court. And that means juvenile justice. And that means, you know, whatever the penalties are for that.
Whatever the problems are that there are for standing up. And what's the value, particularly, for standing up? You know, there's not.
Well, there's a value for standing up for innocent people who are attacked by the police. It's letting the police know that that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I do it all the time when I'm out on the streets and I see the police harassing innocent people. I let them know that I don't appreciate what they're doing. And if more people would do that, then I think it would give important feedback to those police. But in this environment, this is prison. And if the prisoners start to get upset, then they're going to get in trouble with the warden.
And the next thing you know, the entire prison is on lockdown, and they're all losing their privileges. So some knucklehead, this girl in particular, causes much pain and suffering for the rest of the prisoners, and no one wants that. So
they're scared. That's what it is.
So it's all right to throw her under the bus, and hey, as long as we can come back tomorrow and everything is hunky-dory, we go back to being, kind of slaves.
I don't think they all wanted to throw her under the bus. I mean, you had three different video streams here, Conan.
Yeah, it's funny. She was, by the way, she was in trouble. The main offense that she committed was she had her cell phone
out. So three other people got their phones out and surreptitiously recorded what happened. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't expect a kid to catch a misdemeanor charge for standing up for another young person. That I can't expect. But to record video of it, I think that was absolutely the right thing to do in that particular case. Because otherwise, there would have been no evidence of how this cop performed in this class. This would not have become national news. It would have just been the rumor around the school.
It would have been his word against everyone else.
Right. The students around the school would have been talking about it. Maybe some people would have seen their posts on Facebook, but that's it.
And for all we know, the other two offenses that he committed, maybe that's exactly what happened. No one had their camera 2 years ago whenever when he was road raging on someone.
I think there is a picture of him when he was taking down the active duty military individual and then sprayed, emptied a can of stripper paint
on the back of their neck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He did that?
Mm-hmm. That's the story.
Wow. When I read the summary, it didn't come off that way. So, disturbing schools. We never actually got through the full statute here. So, it shall be unlawful, they say, for any person willfully or unnecessarily, A, to interfere with or disturb in any way or in any place the students or teachers of any school or college in this state, or to loiter about such a school or premises, or to act in an obnoxious manner thereon. Part 2. It is also unlawful for any person to A, enter upon any such school or college premises, or B, loiter around the premises, except on business, without the permission of the principal or president in charge.
No passing out flyers at this school, Ian. They're already prepared for activists.
Yeah, and it does say here that... Well, I mean, I've given out flyers on the outside of schools, but it includes colleges here, and I've given out flyers on college campus multiple times and have never been threatened with arrest for that.
Right. If there's any place you could hand out flyers, you think it would be, higher learning academies.
Supposed bastions of free speech that they are.
As long as you're standing in your free speech square.
They've tried to give me trouble for it on a couple of occasions, but they leave me alone these days. Part B here. So this is the part B of A, B, and C under disturbing schools. Any person violating any of the provisions of this section shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, and on conviction thereof shall pay a fine of not more than $1,000.
Holy mackerel.
Or be imprisoned in county jail for not more than 90 days.
90 days for being obnoxious?
That's correct. Part C, the summary courts are vested with the jurisdiction to hear and dispose cases involving a violation.
One of these problems with charges these days is that they feel like they have to have higher, more and more severe charges just to get the prosecutors to go after them. Prosecution and law enforcement is so overloaded that they just have to keep on ramping up the charges. It gets ridiculous.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The absurdities continue. We've been talking throughout the night tonight about the scene in South Carolina in one classroom where a teenage girl was attacked violently and completely unnecessarily by a police officer, a deputy of the sheriff's, who has had incidents previously with violence, and now he's got another one where he flips a girl backwards as she's in her desk. She won't get out of her chair, so he uses unnecessary force, flips her backwards, the chair goes back with her, he pulls her as she's on the ground, manages to get her out of the chair, and then ultimately cuffs her. And it's just a shocking video. We've included it on our Facebook and Twitter. You can go and see that. Go to news.freetalklive.com to pull up our social websites. News.freetalklive.com. But the insanity continues with Damo and Brian from the Cop Block Mac Tour. Mobile Accountability for Cops is what that stands for. They've been on the road now for a few weeks, several weeks maybe at this point. And it was about 10 days ago when Damo was arrested on a warrant. They were in Kansas at the time on the Mac Tour. And Damo was arrested on a warrant out of Noblesville, Indiana, which is where they were the day before they kicked off the tour. Earlier, I think it was earlier this month, or maybe it was mid-September. Anyway,
They were in Noblesville, and they had chalked the Noblesville Police Department at that time. And Noblesville police, even though they confronted the two about the chalking, they did not make any arrests. They issued a warrant later on, and then Ademo was arrested in Kansas.
Hmm.
Ademo bailed out, and then they decided to go back to Indiana, to go to Noblesville, where they would then turn themselves in on these warrants, because there's actually a warrant for Brian Sumner as well. So it's Ademo Freeman and Brian Sumner.
Both for chalking?
Both for chalking. The charge is criminal mischief.
Ugh.
And they were lied to at first. Ademo was told it was a felony charge at first, which is why he bailed out. He thought it was going to be felony, which meant he'd been held for a long time and extradited. Turns out it wasn't a felony charge. He was lied to by multiple bureaucrats in that case. And it's a misdemeanor, but it's still, you know, ridiculous. They chalked using what's called liquid chalk. And they've actually made a video of the liquid chalk where they're testing the liquid chalk in different types of concrete and for different periods of time.
What are the results of this video?
I haven't had a chance to watch the full 9 minutes, Mark.
Okay.
But presumably the results are that the chalk comes off. I don't know for sure, but I would imagine if the chalk didn't come off, they probably wouldn't have released a video with tests, because you wouldn't want to make evidence against yourself.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And these guys certainly are no dummies. Anyway, the warrants, they wanted to take care of the warrants. They wanted to go back to Noblesville to clear up these warrants for this nonsense. And that means going and turning themselves in. That's what they did last night. We heard from them. They announced it here on this show on Saturday night. They went to Noblesville. There was an activist from Ohio who went with them and another one from Indiana. So there were two camera people recording the scene out in front of Noblesville Police Department. The video is up now over at freekeen.com. It's also over at copblock.org. Freekeen.com, you can see the video of them being arrested in front of Noblesville PD. But it actually took them 20 minutes before the police actually came out. So they had plenty of time to chalk again in front of the police department, chalking various police accountability messages out front. So 20 minutes into this, they then call 911 on themselves to let the police know that, you know, two wanted
criminals. It's getting cold out here, guys.
That probably wasn't a good idea. That probably get them for something for, I don't know, using
false 911
report. False 911 report.
It wouldn't surprise me if they hit them with that charge. And maybe they, that's what I heard, was that they called 911, but I don't know for sure. Maybe they called the back line, because usually there's like another number you can call. But actually, here in Keene, New Hampshire, when you call the police's back line, the regular local number, not the 911, it says in their automated message to press 0, like right up front, it says press 0 if this is an emergency. Then later, it tells you, after giving you the voicemail numbers and everything, the different options that you can dial, they then say press 0 to talk to the dispatcher. So even if it's a non-emergency, you're supposed to press 0 either way. So when I first called that number, I thought, am I going to get charged if I hit 0 now rather than wait through the end of this message?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they called 911 on themselves, and then there were 7 to 9 officers, so more than a half a dozen officers were dispatched to deal with the chalkers. And they came out, and there's...
Maybe during that 20 minutes, they were strategizing, like, all right, look, we've watched these guys' YouTube videos, we know who they are, all right, we need 7. Yeah.
To the officers...
That'll rattle up.
To the officers' credit, they were relatively okay, as far as, you know, they didn't rough them up or anything like that. Of course, they also had 2 video cameras on them.
Yes, exactly. They had video on them. This is why video is so good. Yes. It makes us all better people.
Right.
It really does.
In the case of the South Carolina cop, he did not know he was being recorded.
In the case
of the Noblesville police, they did know that they were being recorded. And one of the cops in the video actually talks about how he's aware of cell 411, and he watched one of the cop blockers' videos about this, because the guys over at copblock.org at the Mac Tour are constantly making videos, although not now because they're in jail.
They're good marketers.
They talked about the Cell 411 app, which is an awesome app. I've got it. I don't know if either of you have it yet, but you should have it. If you're an activist, you should have Cell 411. It's an awesome app. It's 99 cents on iPhone and Android, and allows you to send out notices to your friends. So if you're getting arrested, or if you're having a nasty interaction with the cops that could lead to your arrest, you send a notice about that. Or if it's a fire or a medical emergency. Lots of different choices. You send that notice out, and then your friends, who've subscribed also, will receive those. And so the cop was actually aware of cell 411, which is kind of cool. So some of them are actually spending the time to research the people that they are arresting, and that can only lead to good things. I think having the police work. Yeah, I think having the police come across messages of freedom is generally a good thing to do.
But they also have like rate your professor, and I knew many professors who had actually go and frequent this site. To see how the students were rating them, and they would actually, it was good feedback for them, so that they, if so and so neighbor teacher down the street was acting up, they would know ahead of time that this is a problem, professor, and they would also be able to, it was good criticism.
Maybe this shows as my bias towards adults, because I admittedly I've got a bias towards adults against kids. I feel like if you have never worked for a living, that you shouldn't be rating people who've worked for a living.
Yes, I guess you're going to have to take this with a grain of salt. This is all students who are rating you, unless you're going to the community college, and then same site, rate your professor, but you would already probably know that, yeah, most of these guys are at least 10 years older.
The community college?
Oh, you better believe it.
The community college where I'm from was 13th and 14th grade. I mean, it wasn't anything special at all.
I also took, like, night classes, so it was people getting off of work, and it was the only time available to them. Their kids are, being taken care of at the babysitter, and I was always in class with older adults. It wasn't until I went to State College in Tennessee, and it was, there was the 13th grade there. It was horrible.
Oh, man. So you can join us, share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to see Adamo and Brian's arrest video, it's up right now, freekeen.com, also copblock.org. Word is their pretrial. So there was some word that their trial was going to be December 8th. It's actually apparently the pretrial that's on December 8th, which that's a long way away for a pretrial conference. I mean, that's more than a month away at this point.
Why not just let them sit, right?
And then trial date is January 14th. They face a maximum of 6 months in jail for this charge, for this criminal mischief charge for using washable chalk. And by the way, in the video, the videographer, or one of the videographers later, I don't know if you can hear it in the video, but later one of the videographers mentioned on his Facebook page, Jordan Freshour, he mentions that Jordan Freshour mentions on his Facebook page that he's watching as the police are washing the chalk away, and it's washing away easily. So, you know, he was there when they had the hoses out later on. So after they arrested Adamo and Brian, the cops milled around for a while, you know, talking about what they were going to do and asking the cameramen if the cameramen chalked, because they wanted to arrest them too for something. You know, if you tell the cops you did something that they want you to, you know, if they're asking you if you did
whatever
something,
whatever you do, don't stand up for the guy who was chalking, because that you're going to become an accessory.
No, they stood up for them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, this isn't school. This is outside of the police department, so you can certainly use your free speech there. That has not been restricted yet. You certainly should and can stand up for people in public when they're being assaulted.
You said that in the last segment. Police. Definitely, if you see someone getting taken down, don't be that guy who's just standing there watching it and then going home and saying, I was outraged. I saw this happen just, 15 minutes ago. I can't believe they did. No, instead of talking about it later on, I mean, really stand up for your fellow human being. And
they definitely did that in this video. If you see something, say something. Turn the government slogan around.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
If you see something, record it and say something.
If you see something, blog it.
So, YouTube
it.
Free Talk Live, your go-to source for chalking news.
That's right. It's the war on chalk, man. There's a serious war on chalk going on here, and it's a war on freedom of expression. 855-450-FREE, that's our number, and this is Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.